Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I'm out in Ashburn, Virginia, watching a football team practice facility. B. Mitch is holding it down at Nats Park Studios. B, you have a rough morning getting in?
Rough morning, man. That damn crane that Cody was talking about yesterday, about 30 minutes.
I mentioned the crane yesterday. You guys were all clowning me.
Well, we didn't move.
Yeah. You guys were like, oh, nobody cares about a crane. That crane got the last laugh.
Yeah, it did. But I got here. I'm on
time. It's got the whole damn street blocked off.
Yeah, I won't do that anymore until that's done. And then the guy comes again. Once I get past it, we start moving up. Then he comes and get the guy. The guy was behind me and stopped traffic behind me. He had him stop in front of me. So I just rolled out and went. I said, dude, some people got to get the damn work. What the hell are you going to do? Just sit there and block the traffic all day? So they let me pass. That's how I got here.
Well done. I'm the amount of construction down there by the Navy Yard in Nats Park is just out of control.
No.
Listen,
construction goes from when I get on 66 all the way till I get into this building. Literally till I get into the building, because the construction is right here before I go into the damn garage. So it's the whole way.
True. I mean,
but nobody says we have no money around in this country anymore. We have no money.
Right.
We got construction going every damn where, but nobody has money. That's a bunch of crap.
I tell you what, I mean, for me driving out here, Dulles Toll Road, I mean, Beltway to the Toll Road to Ashburn, it is nonstop. And then out in Ashburn, out by the Washington football team's practice facility, is wild. I mean, it's all these butt-ugly data centers that are just the world's largest buildings with no windows, but there's money in that stuff, man.
Hell yeah.
There's money in data, I'll tell you what. We got to get to this Tua stuff.
Yes.
It was a very busy ride home for me yesterday. I had to pull over and take phone calls and send tweets, but that's the job. Before we do it, though, I want to be fair. How about the Wiz last night?
Going
out, playing defense, and casually kicking ass. I was
impressed.
I was quite pleased with the Wiz game last night.
You know what? As I watched him last night, I was like, damn, I need to pay more attention. I didn't know most of the players that were on the team were on the team now.
They've really rebuilt things.
Oh, dude, totally. And they have a lot of guys that have played great defense around this league. And they got guys with attitude. And I think that's part of the problem.
Dude, Harrell.
I love my
Harrell friends. Could quickly be my favorite player.
I love people like him. You know, don't give a damn. He does not care much for the, what do you call himself, the something lover boy? Drake? He doesn't care much for him, which
I'm certified lover boy.
I'm with Montrez. I don't like him.
You know, Beal leads them in scoring, but Harrell was huge.
One point behind Beal.
Yeah, just a banger, dude. Just like an attitude. I thought Kuzma played really well. I don't know. It's game one.
Bertans played defense last night, dude. Points. Did you see Davis Bertans diving and stuff? He played defense last night. Can you believe that?
The Washington Wizards held a team to 83 points.
37 in the first half.
Toronto's without arguably their best player in Siakam, but, like, who cares, man? It's still a professional bunch of basketball players out there. It was quite encouraging from the home five. I don't know. I don't know that they'll all be fun like that. Odds are they won't. Davis, how much is Bertans making? 15 mil a year or
something like that. But I'll tell you like this.
Zero points.
He didn't have any points, but he showed some other stuff that I did not see him show at all last year. So when he's not if he's not knocking down threes and he can get rebounds and dive and block passes, I can deal with that.
Sure. And, I mean, the Wiz didn't have Rui last night, right? I don't think he's back.
I saw Rui at all.
I may be wrong on this. I believe he's taking some, like, mental health time, but I could be wrong on that. But whatever. The Wiz are 1-0. The Washington Wizards are undefeated in first place. I don't get to say that often. I'm saying it today. Congrats to the Wiz. Congrats to Wes.
Shout it.
It's got to be cool. It's got to be cool for Wes Unseld to come out and win his first game on the road in convincing fashion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whenever you come out, the thing of it, if you can get your first one, you know, that's cool. But I think he got to keep it going. And the thing I saw last night was these guys seem to be connected playing defense, which I haven't seen on this team in like the last 10 years. Maybe longer than that.
So, Wiz play again tomorrow night, Friday night at home is the home opener. You going to be there, B?
Probably not. Date night.
I will get to a Wiz. I'd like to get to a Wiz game.
No, I'd go to one games. Eventually, but, you know, nah, Friday night is normally the night I hang out with the fam.
Yeah, Miss Monica might have something to say about a Wiz game on a Friday night. Good for the Wiz. All right, let's get down to business here.
You keep calling her Miss Monica. I think she's going to put a hit on you. Seriously.
She hates that. I know. Say,
look, you tell JP he called me Miss Monica again.
Did she just text you?
No. I'm saying that's what she told me last time. But she always
She told me that at my birthday.
Yeah.
She was like, good to see you. Stop calling me that. Well, here's the problem, B, is you know me well enough that if I know, it kind of makes her mad a little. I might keep doing it.
Well, I'll let you know this. You don't want to be on her bad side.
That sounds like very wise words.
Even I
Monica
say that.
Monica is her name, not Miss Monica. So the news cycle all starts yesterday. Now, listen, there is smoke building up around Deshaun Watson getting traded out of Houston because of the trade deadline's coming up. We're probably, what day is today? The 20th or something?
21st.
We're probably
21st.
Okay. November 2nd, I believe, is the trade deadline. And if Houston's going to make a move, it's getting time to make a move with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
And he hasn't been suspended. I mean, all these things continue. And so John McClain, who we've had on the show before, you can follow him on Twitter, McClain on NFL. Of true beat reporters that have covered one team for a really long time around the NFL, like he's damn near like legendary status because he stayed in Houston even when the Oilers moved to Nashville and until the Texans came back. Like this dude is Houston. I think of John McClain, somebody like Mary Kay Cabot in Cleveland, Matt Maiocco with the Niners. Like these are people that have been covering these teams for probably decades, dude. Like I bet John McClain,
just say
John McClain covered
four on it.
What's that?
They've been covering him ever, not without the four.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, John McClain covered Warren Moon and Webster Slaughter and, hell, maybe Earl
man,
Campbell.
You took
for
me
all
back.
I don't know.
Webster Slaughter. Woo.
Webster Slaughter could play, man.
Yes, he could.
So all the news starts yesterday because John McClain, Houston Chronicle, says Texans and Dolphins could have Deshaun Watson deal done this week. When you add this week to it, it starts to get a little immediacy. And we all know that the trade deadline is approaching. And
yeah.
Deadlines drive deals in the NFL. It's a fairly simple process.
They do.
That gets the world humming, right? And you've got folks on the Miami side of things that are like, maybe this makes sense. I don't know if you guys heard Jason Lockenfor was on with the Junkies a little while ago, probably about an hour ago now. And he was saying, you know, the Dolphins are 1-5. They just lost to the Jags. Tua doesn't look like the answer, and you've got an owner that gets antsy.
Mm-hmm.
So you add all of that up, and you got an owner, I think, in Miami that wouldn't mind a big splash or two. And if you're getting Watson, he's under contract for a number of years. Even if you lose this year and you trade for him and he goes on the commissioner exempt list, like, this is a long-term play to stabilize your quarterback position with one of the five best players in the game at that position.
Yep.
To me, it makes sense for Miami.
It does.
Now, I'd argue it makes sense for Washington. That's a different conversation, which we can have.
You mean Deshaun, not Tua?
I'm saying Deshaun.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Now, let's keep it spinning, though. So then a report comes out. I believe it's from Houston. And forgive me, I am completely unfamiliar with this dude's work. Cody Davis is a beat reporter for the Texans Wire. A lot of folks call themselves beat reporters. I don't know anything about this dude's work. So I'm not trying to disparage anything here, but Cody Davis comes out with a report, says, in regards to the Texans closing in on a deal that would send Deshaun Watson to Miami, I am hearing that it could be a three-team deal that would send Tua to the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
And once enough people, so what happens when something like that comes out is I get like 50 texts, and a handful of them are from people that are kind of in the industry, like, yo, have you heard this? What is this? And then 45 of them are from, like, my friends that are Washington fans, and they're like, yo, oh my God, Tua. So I have to, like, quickly, like, kind of figure out who I need to talk to on the topic. And this is all happening as I'm driving home. So at various points, I just pulled over on the side of the toll road, and then I pulled over on the side of the beltway just before the American Legion Bridge, just to try to, like, hash out what the hell we have going on here. Fairly quickly, myself and others checked in with sources, and the answer was a hard no. I didn't include this in my story I wrote last night or anything, but one person I checked in with said, oh my God, no. So it is a thorough no that Washington is not interested in Tua.
But you know what, and I frankly, say, though, Jay? They never say anything that definite when there's something. They always say no when you ask questions until it comes out. So if there's
2 weeks ago, Dustin Hopkins was their kicker, and there was no problem.
If there's smoke there, there's some rumors there. I would say it's probably no at this point. But they may be trying to get him. But then my question would come, is Tua the damn answer? Hell, he's down there in Miami. They want to get rid of him already. It's like we always think that we could sit here and remake somebody. If he's garbage, he's garbage. Don't try to bring him here.
That's kind of the biggest point is at this stage, what would you give up for Tua? The highest I also want to be fair to Tua, who was a fantastic player at Alabama. Fantastic. Now, he had a mountain of talent surrounding him, but he was still tremendous.
Yeah.
He's mobile. We always thought he was quite accurate. The accuracy hasn't exactly translated to the pros.
He was accurate in college. That same accuracy in the pros don't work.
But the durability has been a major question, and that was a question in college. And I don't see that getting better. So I just wonder, is there value for Tua? Certainly. And I spoke with one person last night who said, here's the thing you got to keep in mind for Washington, and this, Bemich, you've been saying this for years. The quote I have in my story from last night, you can check it out on NBCSportsWashington.com, is they're Walmart shoppers.
Yeah.
What the hell did he say exactly? He said
they're like the bargain shop.
They're Walmart shoppers. They're looking for bargains. Look at the track record. And so then I'm thinking about it, and for all the reputation as, like, just being these reckless spenders and Dion and Haynesworth and all that, Washington hasn't done any of that in years.
That left a long time ago.
They brought in Curtis Samuel and William Jackson as their big free agents this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those guys cracks the top 10 in salary at their position this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, signing Curtis Samuel was a free agent spend, but it wasn't signing Allen Robinson.
Didn't
and then
the
it's
bank.
Like, Right. And right now they sit with the sixth most cap space for next year. And they had plenty of cap space last year and plenty of cap space the year before that. They had cap space under Bruce. The two big name free agent signings they've made in the last few years are both weird circumstances where DeSean Jackson got released because Chip Kelly tried to pretend he was in a gang, and Josh Norman got released because Dave Gettleman rescinded the franchise tag. Washington was only bidding against themselves in both of those situations. And they haven't made a blockbuster move since the Robert trade in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And keep pulling the thread on them being bargain shoppers. They had Kirk Cousins here. He was here. They just refused to pay him because they didn't think it was fair to pay him what the market rate for quarterbacks was.
Yeah.
Whatever they thought of Kirk, the market is the market.
But that's like, the bargain shopping mindset there. Where you don't
it's
wanna,
a bargain shopping mindset.
You don't want to pay anybody. You keep trying to go to the other. But the thing I say is it hasn't worked. The bargain shopping hasn't worked. So maybe, just maybe, you're going to have to spend a little in certain places and not spend it in others. But you're not going to be able to perform and compete if you're not spending money at all. You know. And when you go get people, Curtis Samuels is a dynamic player. But is he really a receiver or running back or what? He's like that guy who could do so many things. You get what I'm saying?
Well, B, right now he's none of it.
No, he's none of it. But look,
he's just not playing.
But when you look at Tyreek Hill, okay, so I'm not saying he's the same as a Tyreek Hill, but he has ability and can probably do things like that. But when Tyreek Hill's on the field, Tyreek Hill is going to run past everybody. He just have that type of speed. So the thing is, when you spend money, you have to hit. I don't care if it's the top 10, top 15, you have to hit. And for some reason, this team seems to get people who ends up injured or were injured when they got him. I don't know. You know, and that's the thing. So when I look at a tour, the rumors of the tour don't make much sense to me because hadn't worked out yet and he's injury prone. So why would you make that move or at that position? I don't see it. So
now,
I hope when they tell you no, they mean it.
I think they do based on the veracity and the amount of people I spoke with. But I'll say this, if you're looking at bargain shopping, maybe Tua starts to make sense. He was a top five pick. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist. He has an elite pedigree coming from Bama. What's the cost going to be for Tua? If you're giving up a fourth, all of a sudden, I think that tips your way a lot.
Okay.
Maybe even if you're giving up a third.
But if he,
but anything more than that, or any combination more than that?
Giving up a third or a fourth,
I'm out.
And he could be healthy, and he'll be here, understandable. But if he can't be healthy, he ain't going to be available, and if he's going to keep playing along the lines he's been playing, yes, he was a top five pick. They made mistakes before, okay? Ryan Leaf was a top five pick. There's a lot of guys that were top five, top ten picks that were garbage. Okay, and yes, he comes from Alabama, but all that talent, see, all these players that come from Ohio State, we say they had a ton of talent around him. Hell, Tua had a ton of talent around him on all sides of the ball. So he may not be as good as we thought he was at Alabama at this level. So right. We better make that, and if they were to make that move, they made to make damn sure that he could stay healthy, which he hadn't
and
proven he could do yet.
Zero track record to support that.
Yes.
Zero. So it leads – so getting this led me to more information and, frankly, led me to more questions.
Mm-hmm.
The questions are, all right, you're not interested in Tua. What are you interested in? Do you like any of these college kids? What is Taylor's role going forward? What is Kyle Allen's role going forward? What is Fitz's role going forward? The one – certainty I got is that the football team recognizes they have a hole at the quarterback position. What is completely uncertain is how the hell do they plan on filling it?
Mm.
A lot of people are going to scream about maybe some of these top-level quarterbacks they could get. We're going to dive into it. Walmart shoppers don't typically land at Louis Vuitton. We got plenty to discuss here on the quarterback situation for the Washington football team now, Sunday, and going forward into the future.
HSN,
we're going to dig into
Home
all
Shopping
of it.
Network.
digging into all of it. And B. Mitch is going to order us some purses next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. About 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Josh Norris, breaking down all fantasy questions before the Browns and the Broncos kick off Week 7 tonight. B. Mitch, we're talking about the Washington football team has largely been Walmart shoppers. That's what one source told me last night, and to not expect them to make big swings for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I got this tweet from Los, who says, "You're saying the Washington football team are Walmart shoppers as being a little too nice. They are straight-up DH-gate shoppers." Shaking my head, I hope you know what DH-gate is.
What is it?
I can't – dude, I will own this. I never heard of DH-gate.
Me neither.
JP, so that's where I buy the jerseys from.
That makes sense. So I'm really? Dude, I'm on this website now. B-Mitch, I'll get you a Tom Brady jersey for $17.
Yeah, you get some Yeezys for $4.
So we've been doing DH-gate shopping.
I get you a CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott.
So our upper echelon shopping is Walmart.
Right. I mean, B. Mitch, you want a Eli Manning Ole Miss jersey?
I don't think that's something that I would be having in my wardrobe. Even if it's that cheap, I still want it. Don't want it.
I tell you, DH Gate also, Cody, do you and the missus do
for about 3 months, maybe more.
It's not a solid website. Half the stuff you order has weird pink stains on it.
I've only had one defect out of 50 jerseys I've purchased.
And who was that defect from?
It was for JP.
Yep. Yeah, actually, why?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can get a guitar. I mean, you can get anything on this website. It all looks fairly bad. But
hey, that's the question you should call and ask somebody. Do y'all subscribe to DHgate? If they say yes, then we know what the problem is.
What is this? B-Mitch, I don't know how to describe this.
Don't.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know how to describe it, you probably shouldn't.
I'm just going to drop this in the group chat you guys look at it. This is on the front page of the DHgate website.
It's not some type of swing or anything like that, is it?
No, but it's imagine a very mobile porta potty, something like that. Yeah, I mean, I just sent you the link. You can look at it.
I'm gonna check it out.
All right, let's get back to this Tua thing. So, rumor pops up online yesterday that Washington's going after Tua. It's not true, okay? But the question remains: what are you doing? And I check in with enough people, and it becomes very obvious to me that Washington knows they need a new quarterback, and that they've got their scouts out and about all over the country looking at draft prospects, because let's be real, the way things are trending right now is towards at least a top 10 draft pick, if not maybe higher than that. So you got to start getting a real look at these guys, and you got the quarterback at Ole Miss, the quarterback at Pitt, the quarterback at Liberty, the kid at North Carolina, Sam Howell. There's a lot of guys out there that people are at least intrigued by. But another name that people are intrigued by was the kid at Oklahoma, Spencer Rattler, that just got benched.
Yeah.
So, by and large, this quarterback class is not moving the needle too much. It's there's not a lot of excitement. So then start to consider what options could be out there, right? And all anybody wants to talk about is Aaron Rodgers. B, it's been reported by a million people a million ways that Rodgers wants to go to the West Coast. What would you put the odds of Aaron Rodgers landing in Washington at?
I'm going to go the percentage you're saying?
Just give me a percentage.
I would say probably less than 3%.
Wow. All right.
Because I'm going to say, I'll say this. Aaron Rodgers, this is one thing about athletes. We get pissed off at situations. Then we start having a lot of success. And you know what? It changes our mind. I can see him and his, if they were to do very, very good this year, I can see them making that run again. Right there in Green Bay after being so pissed off. But I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is a guy that wants to go to somewhere where you're building or rebuilding. Because we're not there like we thought. Like we thought before the season, all we need is a quarterback to come in here. That's been proven wrong already, okay?
And if that was playing out, then maybe a guy like Rodgers might be interested.
That's what I'm saying. But
right
I don't
now,
think that's
you've
been
got
playing
the
out.
Worst defense in the NFL. I mean, statistically, it's the worst defense in the NFL. That's just a fact. So you're saying 3%?
I say less than 3%.
Okay, I'll give it a 5% chance, right? Like, because maybe the Packers hold some cards, and if Washington gives the best offer. But here's the thing with a guy like Rodgers, if the Packers try to trade him somewhere he doesn't want to go, he's just not going to report. Like, this is the NFL is going to get a little
NBA-ish. I don't think anybody
where guys are going to start forcing their hand.
Many people up there in the Packers organization right now, I don't think they show much love to Washington.
No.
I don't care who's the head coach here now. I don't think they're going to show much love because of it's a lot of connections of people that left here that don't have any type of relationship here anymore.
Sure.
So I don't see
head
that
coach
happening.
Matt LaFleur was here.
Don't
Joe
see it
Barry's
happening whatsoever.
Coordinator, he was here. Okay. So we're pretty much ruling Rodgers out. What about Russell Wilson? There's another possibility that last season there was, last offseason there was smoke he wanted out of Seattle. Publicly, on the record, his agent gave Adam Schefter a list of teams he would be traded to.
And none
to.
Of them had a Washington on it.
Correct.
I'm asking, he's married to who?
What do you, Ciara.
I don't think Ciara. She wants to come to Washington because, no, I don't think so.
So, I mean, I think the odds of Wilson landing here are less than Rodgers. So if you're less than 3% for Rodgers, what are you for Wilson?
I'm going to say less than 3% too because that could probably be 0.00000009%.
Sure. I'll go 1%. So those are the two biggest fish in the market, right?
But think about this, though. I understand what everyone is thinking about the level of quarterbacks those are, but is that what's conducive for this organization? To hell with the coaching staff. organization. Are you trying to go link with a guy who's late in his career? Or you want to start building something? Because in another year or two, you're going to be doing the exact same thing you're doing. That's where I'm coming from with this whole deal. And, I've said it before, Washington, this organization, anybody listening to me that does anything in the front office and ownership, stop allowing coaches to dictate what your mindset is, the Washington way, and you start dictating what the way is. Figure that out. Like a lot of other teams, they have the Ravens way, the Steelers way. All these people that keep the same style team, no matter who the damn coach is, that's what you need to do. Not letting people just come up here and make sure they can do things to keep themselves around a certain length of time.
I'm with you. So here's what I'm trying to accomplish with this exercise. Mm-hmm. Is we know it's not Tua. We know they want a new quarterback. We know they don't love anybody in this draft class, right? Mm-hmm. Could that change over the next 6 months? Sure. One player could emerge. They could sit down for interviews when we get to the pre-draft process and really like a guy. Things can always change. But as of now, that's the situation. So we've got... Listen, they're not going to be in on Rodgers or Wilson. You can tell me, and I've reported some of these things. I know they were in on Stafford, but they didn't go in far enough. You know who did? L.A., and mm-hmm. they got him. There are teams willing to press the gas out there, and by and large, Washington hasn't been one of them. Uh-huh. So then you go a tier down, and it's entirely possible that players like Matt Ryan or Derek Carr become available, right? Hell, maybe even Kirk. There are guys that don't have, or I think Kirk just signed an extension, but Ryan and Carr next season, they have no guaranteed money on their deals. Ryan's cap number jumps to damn near $50 million. They're not going to keep him. Mm-hmm. Carr's is still relatively affordable, but, I mean, who knows what's going on with the Raiders after everything that's happened so far just this year? Those guys could emerge. But, Brian, I'll say this. This is an organization that didn't want to pay Kirk Cousins, a homegrown drafted guy, what the quarterback market dictated. Matt Ryan's making $30 million right now. Are mm-hmm. they going to want to pay that for him? Are they going to want to pay $30 million for Derek Carr? It could be more than that next offseason.
When I look at it,
there's not a track record.
I have some belief in a Derek Carr. I think Matt Ryan is at that age right now, and for what his team is positioned at this point, I think Matt Ryan is out of that age group. It's just the way I feel. I
don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, listen, man.
He'll turn 37 in May.
And he's 37 in May. He carved us up as a defense. I understand that may make us say, ooh, look what we can do. But he's not carving up many other people.
I'll say this, Pete. Through five games on a bad team, he's completing, this is this season, he's completing 69% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks. Now, he's not very mobile, but he's averaging 265 a game through the air.
Mm-hmm.
You got quarterbacks playing later into their careers. I don't know that – here's my greater point is there's not a lot of logic to suggest they're going to pay for a veteran like that. Maybe it can become a bargain. Carr is younger. I don't think Vegas would get rid of him, but who the hell knows what's going on in Vegas? Carr will turn 31 in March. Carr got off to a hot start, but his numbers are a little bit worse than Ryan's, which is an interesting juxtaposition. But I know we got to break landfill. So now you're on to tier two, and I think it's reasonable, Brian, just answer this. Do you think it's reasonable to wonder if Washington would even pay for a tier two veteran?
It's reasonable. I mean, when I think about this team, I'm not sure about much. When it comes down to what they would do, there is no consistent way that they do anything.
So now we'll examine the third option. When we return, be Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Landfill might be doing a Hootie Thursday. We'll find out.
You got to go to that golf tournament.
Right now, though, we're talking. I know. I'm
that golf tournament is off the chain, dog.
I can only imagine, man. Right now, we're talking quarterback options for the Washington football team. An internet rumor popped up that they were interested in Tua. Myself and others have said that ain't true. But they know they have to do something at quarterback. So the question becomes, if it's not Tua, what about the draft? Because it looks like you're going to have a high draft pick. Mm-hmm. And right now, today, I can tell you they don't love any of these quarterbacks coming out. And that's not something novel there. I think it's been widely reported this isn't exactly the QB class of 83 or something. There's not a ton of excitement and momentum for some of these guys. Doesn't mean they won't be good or bad. Who the hell knows when it comes to drafting quarterbacks? Mm-hmm. Then you've got the top dogs. You've got people expect Aaron Rodgers and perhaps Russell Wilson to become available. I don't think either guy's coming here. Now, B. Mitch and I had somebody text us that's listening that pointed out, you know, Russ is from
VA.
Russ is from Richmond. Yeah, and perhaps that could be a part of the plan.
I think early in his career, yes, but now he's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah, and this person pointed out he doesn't think Russ is even going to leave Seattle, which it's like what I always say about a new stadium for Washington. The easiest place for me to see a new stadium is in Prince George's County because they already have one there. And you know what? The easiest place for me to see Russ playing next season is in Seattle because he's already there and under contract. Mm-hmm. So keep it going. Keep playing this out. There's a track record of not paying for kind of tier two quarterbacks. If Matt Ryan or Derek Carr became available, are they really going to commit $30, $33 million a year for those guys?
Well, you know what? They're going to have no choice here soon because the price is starting to go up for 40 and higher for the top guys. So they're going to have to commit $30 million or more, or then they're wasting their damn time if they're not. I mean, thing about it is people always want to be involved with stuff, but they're not willing to pay the price that it takes. If you're not willing to pay the price, just get out of it and admit that, you know what, hey, we're not trying to win. Because if you don't start spending the money what it takes to get a legit QB, you're wasting your time. In this day and age in football, you're wasting your damn time.
So, B, then we get to kind of that next tier. And I'll be honest, I would not be stunned at all if the direction is –
Well, if the direction, I think he's saying if they try to continue along where they've been, but I think if you're going to start having success here in this town, you're going to have to start doing like everybody else. You know, the days of going into a season with Trent Dilfer as your quarterback and the defense that the Ravens had in 2000, those days are over with. Because you need to have a quarterback who's going to also be somebody, not only can he play, but will he attract other talent to come to your area? You know, that's how it is now. Guys don't just go and – I think when you look at Julio went to play in Tennessee, Tannehill is at least attractive. But they also have a running back who takes a lot of pressure off, which means that you're going to have me running one-on-one against most people all the time. You're not going to double me, you know. And I think that A.J. Brown also being there, those things help. But if you don't have a legit quarterback that's going to attract people, he can't really play to the level that he's supposed to play, what are you expecting to do? You know, the rules are made for the quarterback, so your defense could be as good as they want. We basically don't see any defense that completely shuts down offenses anymore. We see defenses that slow them down, but we see offenses that outscores the other. So if we are trying to get back to what this used to be and how things used to be, we got to start doing what everybody else is doing. Spend a little money, keep moving forward. I was in Philadelphia But same time Ron was in Philadelphia, when Joe Banner every year bragged about being so far under the cap. And every year we got knocked out the playoffs at a certain time. We didn't go to that Super Bowl. But all of a sudden when they started spending a little money, they went to Super Bowls. And they ended up winning one. Okay? You can't penny pinch in this league at this point in time anymore and think you're going to win. Especially at the quarterback position, at the key positions, you have to spend money. You know? That's just how it goes. And I just think that at this point, a lot of rumors start floating around, and I think because many people understand, we went into the season with a mindset that the defense is going to be outstanding, which they have not been. And we went into the season with basically three damn backup quarterbacks. I think we might have a full starting quarterback with all three of them together, but not one of them, not two of them. We went with legitimate backups, and we got another guy who we gave up a fifth round pick for, who the coach stated last year, if he had been healthy, that we could have done the same things that are probably better if he was in place instead of Alex. And this year, it doesn't seem like they want to give him a chance whatsoever. So, as I stated earlier in the other segment, it's time that Dan and whoever he's going to have as presidents and GMs moving forward have to come together and decide what this team is going to be, not only this year, next year, but for the next 15, 20, 30 years. And because we know coaches come and go. We've seen that. But when the coaches come and go, the concept of the franchise can't keep coming and going. The teams that are successful for a long haul and a long periods of time, those teams seem to be consistent with the style of coaching, the style of defense, the style of offense that they do. They don't adjust every damn time a new coach steps into the town. So that's the culture change we need to do. Stop letting the coaches dictate what this franchise is and what this team is going to be. And that needs to be dictated by the actual franchise. And if that's something that you don't know how to do, hire the right football person and let them run with it. Don't let a coach come in here every damn 2 to 3, 4 years and change up the whole mindset of the franchise. Take a break. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.